Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies, and welcome to episode 107. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're a middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, my gosh. It's a Saturday, what, afternoon feel?
It is.
That's because it's Saturday.
And it's in the afternoon. Yeah. How about that?
No, I'm excited.
Isn't that something?
I'm happy to be with you, gentlemen.
It's because you're a middle-aged sandwich right now. Yeah. Todd and I are here. The world is complete.
Yeah, it did have a Saturday feel. Yeah, you're right, Nate. It's because it's Saturday. When Sean said that, I thought, what? Wait.
Well, then you brought the creepiness with that new hat. You got a little ghost, a little boo ghost on there. I like it.
Yeah, my wife was giving me fits. She goes, I don't get it. I go,
well, it's a ghost.
It's a ghost. It kind of goes with the, she goes, not.
Oh, like, she'd be funny, right?
Yeah. She's like, I get it.
I get it.
I was like, whoop.
And your brand new Kiss shirt, right?
Kiss that's Destroyer. 2 years old.
That's 2 years old.
I do actually, though. I mean, I wear it a lot, but I don't wear it like every day. So
that's good. I like it.
I take care of my shirts.
That's right.
Yeah. I had Ace Frehley on the other day. So, yeah. But you guys had a good, let's see, we met up Wednesday.
It's only
so
been a couple days.
Thursday, yeah. Friday. I'm telling you what, I had a great week and it ended well.
Yes.
So,
Yeah.
Good.
I had my testing, which went well. I do have a monitor. I'm still off work. When this drops, whenever the heck that in the future, hopefully I'll be back to work. But so I'm taking my time and just getting back when I can. So they're going to let me know when I'm ready for that. So I'm ready mentally, but physically I'm still kind of building up. So I'll be all right. I haven't missed a thing with podcasting, though. I told the people that I was doing the testing with, I laughed. I said,
priorities, man.
I was doing it like one of the hardest parts of it, too. I'm like climbing up a mountain, it felt like. And I was like, haven't missed the podcast. I'm like, yes.
That's good.
We were talking about it. Like, because it's in the records, we are part of my medical records forever and ever and ever because people know, like, you have a podcast, right? What are you recording? You know, so I get that question a lot. And I'm like, here we go.
So, with our numbers creeping up big time in the last few days, I mean, they have for a while, but I'm just saying we're now into the 6,000s for a 7-day period.
That's cool.
I was telling my wife, I was like telling her each day that we broke our records, our 7-day record, 3 days in a row. She goes, so what are you going to do? I go, what do you mean? She goes, what are you and Nate going to do to get those numbers up like Sean. That's a great idea. No.
Now, is she saying that I'm the draw?
Nate, you want to do it second?
Or that
you
I'm,
next?
I'm the draw like, or that I'm still
not
listening?
Not really.
And I'm still listening to each of them seven times. I'm the biggest fan.
You said
I had to give that up a long time ago.
Hey, I feel a tail whacking me in the leg.
We have Jude in the studio.
That's not you or Nate here.
Could be
Nate.
Oh,
it's Jude.
It's Judith.
Old Judith.
Yeah. Oh, now he wants attention. He was asleep.
He's still not sure about me. I'm like, I love puppy dogs. I'm a puppy dog guy.
Well, he's hitting you with his tail now.
Yeah. I was like, good. I'm glad you guys had a good end of the week. And
yes.
It's always nice to hit the microphones, and especially on a Saturday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice out.
I hit the microphone with my head, but yeah.
Yeah. Now we know what happened. You know, why? There's always
face plant.
There's always an explanation. Me and my boy, we're bachelors this weekend.
Yeah.
My daughter has a tournament in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mm-hmm. So her and her mom and then one of her friends that's on the team, they drove there Friday night. So me and my boy,
they'll be back
his friend
Sunday
went,
night?
No, they'll be back late tonight, Saturday.
Oh, late tonight. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to church tomorrow for my birthday. You know, long story, but anyway.
Birthday's Monday.
Because our kids are still wanting to go to the last
no,
one.
No, that's all wrong. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Tomorrow's my birthday, the 12th.
I always think we all have the 13th.
Well, you know what I said the other day?
Day off,
you know what
right?
I said yesterday?
I know
said,
that.
I go, I go, yeah, for my birthday, the 13th. I go, wait, well, hold on, wait a minute. I said my
isn't that weird?
I go,
I know.
I said my birthday is the 12th because I have
it on Monday
podcast
in my head.
Anniversary
right.
in my head as a you know which is yep. the 13th. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, no, wait a minute, my birthday is the 12th.
You're gonna just go
anniversary
ahead and move to the 13th, aren't you? yeah.
So, oh, but no, it's fun. Yeah, my son's at a birthday party with his cousin. So mm-hmm. at what is that zone? Not jump or
flip zone?
No, what is that?
Urban park?
No. What is that thing?
Not flip zone. Sky zone.
Sky zone. That's sky it, zone. Yeah. Yeah.
Flip zone's gymnastics.
I was gonna say karate yeah, zone, yeah. but yeah, no.
Yeah,
I get
they've
it.
Been there too. But yeah, mm-hmm. no. His cousin Graham, mm-hmm. Having a birthday. He's
shout
seven.
Out to Graham. Right?
Yeah. Having some cousin time, some jumping time. I'm like,
he's not very
that?
Big, is he?
Huh?
He's only a Graham.
Oh man, I thought. Wait, we're not to that part yet.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
slow down.
I've
slow
got
down.
The dad jokes. Thank you very much.
He's the proprietor of that.
That's good though. That's so anyway. Well, we're glad to be at the mics, and
yes.
hope the creepies are having a good week. And whenever they're listening to this, let's get right to it, shall we? Dad joke time.
Ooh.
Dad joke. No. Hey.
I didn't know what we're getting to.
That was the choking effect.
I will say, since the weather's been nice, I did try my hand at tennis the other day. Yeah.
This is the joke.
I didn't do very well because next time I'm going to use a racket.
I was like, where's that this joke? Quick, are we?
It's going to go better with using a racket. Yeah. Instead of your hand.
If you're using your hand, that's handball.
Yeah.
That is handball.
Oh. Yeah, if you try to use your hand, yeah. I mean, I did try my hand at tennis.
You really did try your hand. I like it. I do like it.
Well.
I pretend like I don't, but
well.
I do.
So there you go. That's the dad joke of the show.
It's pretty fun, actually.
Now we can get the show
really going.
Get on with the show.
Yeah,
so
what you got?
I assume you want the first part of the announcements. I do have those.
I'm looking at the show flow, and that's what it says.
The script, not script.
Right.
For the first part of the announcements.
Nope, you're off script.
Dang it. So I got to do this. Oh, I'm supposed to be doing this by memory anyway, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we always come together to do these fun episodes for spooky time, right? Is this spooky time? Is that what this is?
Creepy time.
Maybe spooky too.
Gave a little
scary time, creepy yeah. time, spooky time, whatever.
Guy time, fun, paranormal, all that good stuff. But we are here to always highlight the mental health community we are building. So we want to make sure that you guys are getting help, that we're getting help, and that we're all taking care of each other. So please get yourself help. Don't live on an island. So call or text the number 988 for any and all types of crisis or crises. You can also text HOME to 741-741. Do not be scared to get help by going to counseling. Find the one that you feel comfortable with, and sometimes it takes several times or a few times to find the right person, right fit, right counselor. Visit stopbullying.gov for another way to help with bullying, because bullying is an important thing with mental health, especially for young people. But we all can get bullied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Nate?
Mm-hmm.
So also you can reach all right. I was a little jab at Todd. Also reach out to the Facebook group if you need a prayer, a word of encouragement. That is what our group is for.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes.
What do you have against living on an island? I think that'd be,
you know,
beautiful and peaceful.
Doesn't it sound?
I want to live
emotionally.
On an island.
I don't
would
want
be
emotionally. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe that's not so bad emotionally. Live on an island either, but
yeah,
it gets a little lonely, right? So. Don't be.
It wouldn't be bad for a little
Tom,
bit of time.
Tom Hanks, right? Castaway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Castaway, yeah. Wilson.
Well, you have to have a dock and a boat. You don't want to be stuck on that island.
Well, that's what I mean. Don't let yourself get stuck on that. That's what I should say.
How many years was he on the island? I can't remember.
Oh, it's been
enough to get
forever since I've
buff
seen that
and a beard.
Movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie. I don't want to be stuck on the island. I want to be able to leave if I want to.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be too bad for a little while.
Well, there was, when we were at Lure Lake, there's one house that had it was out in the middle of the lake on an island.
Yeah.
It had its own bridge out there.
Yeah, so don't.
I was like,
that's okay.
I want to live there.
That's an okay island, but don't get mentally on an island where you feel you can't really get help.
No.
Thanks for that quantification. Qualification, whatever.
That's Nate's contribution to this episode. Hey,
thank you.
I'm
good job, Nate.
Glass isn't even here kind of guy.
Where's
just,
the,
just spill the milk.
Darn it, we can't have nice things is what you're saying.
No, seriously though. Yeah, use our Facebook group. Reach out.
Yeah. We're here.
For encouragement, reach out to us. Yeah. I had counseling yesterday, and it was the best counseling session ever. I was so pumped up. My
was
wife
there
goes,
music
how'd it
involved?
Go?
Was there any music?
No, no. It was.
Was there candy involved?
Just no.
Sorry.
Stop.
that would
I'm,
make
I'm going to scold him on air.
You should.
No, it was just great. It was just he had me look at things differently. He gave me some an exercise to do in between yesterday and the next session in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It just gave me a great rest of the day.
That's awesome.
So I met him,
really
I met with him at noon, and it was the best counseling session I've had.
Cool.
I've had
I like that.
A good number in my past. So
yeah,
I was very pleased.
Well, it sounds like you're getting what you need out of it.
Yeah. Was this still a mess? But
this one wasn't 666 though, right?
Nope.
Right, okay.
Good. Oh no.
Oh, let's skip that one.
Right. Right. Skip 13 and 66.
And cigarette. Yeah.
No. But it was
strong. 13.
Hey, it's my wife's favorite number.
It's mine too.
It's Todd's birthday.
Well, I know it's your birthday.
yeah,
my birthday. Apparently, I thought my birthday was the 13th. Jeez. You know, my 42 years going on 42. Wait a minute. 52. I said it the other day. I go, I'm going to be. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
That's for off era.
Yeah. Well, I'd already said it the other day, and I don't want to mention it, but it was about my daughter's possible, you know, boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't, she'll kill me if I, she's not going to mention any names.
Got it.
But mm-hmm. when she goes, Dad, how are you going to be 53? I said, I'll be 52. Thank you. She goes, well, you know how old so-and-so's dad is? I'm like, I'm thinking 40s.
Right.
35. I go, you said 45. No, 35.
Bring chicken.
I'm like, I'm old enough to be his dad. What's going on here? I would have been a young dad, but geez, yeah. Pete, yeah. So. 52.
God bless the young, right?
Take what you have.
Yeah. But anyway, whippersnappers out there.
My mind, I still feel like I'm a teenager. My body,
I do too.
My body doesn't feel that way.
Oh, no. I still.
I feel like I'm in the 110s.
Buddy Jeff, he's like, I feel like I'm 18. And I was like, yeah, and I feel like I'm 118 though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you for those. Yeah, we want people, our creepies, welcome. To make sure they're getting help and encouragement. And like you said, don't be on an island. Don't.
Just
don't
for,
isolate yourself.
Always have some. Yeah,
true. I don't know if your counselor is listening though, but a candy dish wouldn't hurt. Just saying. I'm just gonna let that
no,
go.
No, I don't think he's listening. He's although I'm gonna candy say, dish. I said I know we're running out of time. I don't call him Doc either. I'm like, but I want, and he knows we do a podcast. I said, by the way, the podcast is getting even better and more downloads, and it's just, and he goes, awesome. He goes, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for telling me that. I go, cool. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Here's a card.
Yeah. And
card,
I said, here's a card. Sponsorship would be great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Hey, the bill will be in the mail.
Yeah. He's like, and he's escorting me out the door. Yeah. That's great, Todd.
We'll see you later.
Got another person.
Oh, time's up.
Jeez. I didn't think he'd ever leave.
I know.
We'll pick up.
You can even email us.
We'll pick up next week. Bye.
Yeah. So that was, but he was like, thank you for sharing that. I said, you're welcome.
That's cool. It really is.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey, you know what? I'm going to say a few special announcements.
Go for it.
So as we have said in the past, we are going to do our own live show. I didn't do it the last episode, but I'm going to say it this one. It is the Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. And it's going to be on Saturday, October 7th from 5 to 9. And joining us will be our special guest, paranormal investigator and friend of the show, Aaron Egnatz, and then a paranormal author and also friend of the show, Micah Campbell. He is the owner of Anatolian Press Publishing. The live show will be at the Ellis Park train station in Danville, Indiana, which is about 40 minutes west of Indianapolis. Tickets are only $15, and they can be purchased on the Eventbrite website by searching Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. And we're going to have food and drinks, merch for sale, fun prizes to give away. It's going to be cool as far as special effects. We're going to have lasers and lights and fun music. And then
lasers on shark heads?
You promise, right, on those
not
lasers.
On sharks.
I'm holding you to those lasers and
because
lights.
The insurance is not going to cover that. Okay? I don't want any, you know... No, we're not going to have any freaking lasers. So,
how much is this to ask, right? For
yeah, I know. Well, okay. Well, we'll work on it. We got plenty of time. You're going to be able to meet and visit with all of the guests and take pictures if you would like. It's going to be an absolute awesome and fun show. So we hope to see you there. Also, Mako will be part of the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show at the Boone County Jail Distillery. That is going to be in Lebanon, Indiana. We will be with the host show, Hillbilly Horror Stories, along with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast. That will be on Saturday, May 20th. And the time of that show is from 6 to 10. Tickets for that is only $25 and on sale at the Eventbrite website or by searching Hillbilly Horror Stories. Or you can go directly to their website, hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and just click the link and it'll take you to the event. Eventbrite website. So yeah, get your tickets for that. That is coming up soon. And hey, you might even be able to sit at a table inside a jail cell.
Woo!
How about that?
Right next to me.
Well, now nobody's going to buy tickets. Jeez, oh, Pete, Sean.
Nobody puts baby in the corner, but somebody does put Sean in the jail cell.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be fun. We're looking for that. And then coming up even sooner than those two, the Mako Boys are going to be on location at the creepy and historical Indiana State Sanatorium. The date for that is Saturday, April 22nd. The hours for the sanatorium is from 10 to 5. Tickets are only $25. You can go to their website, and you can do a self-guided tour / investigation. We're going to be there, though, recording some episodes, giving out some fun prizes, and then we plan on doing an investigation afterwards. So if you want to join us, hang out, have some fun, get some free merch, come out and see us.
Did you get your ticket yet?
I have not.
Nate and I are going. I'm not sure about you. You're going to...
Amanda, we
were
totally
not coming
out. We were talking about the Indiana State Sanatorium. She was going over some things, like in asking some questions about the what we're going to bring, tables and all that. Anyway, and she goes, "You got your ticket yet?" Or she goes, "Did you guys get your tickets?" And I said,
"The guys have."
I said, "Sean and Nate have." I said, "I have not." And she goes, "Oh, okay." I go, "I'll get it, man." Yeah. So,
like you said the other night to me, you're like, "Some of us have to work.
Some of us have other obligations, man." Yeah, that was funny when she asked that, and I was like, "Not yet." But yeah, come out and see us at the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Please
and
do.
It is a
that'll be fun. Oh,
a
I'm
fun, creepy
to it.
Place. Yeah, I hope the weather's gonna be nice. But
I
we're
do too.
Have we'll have a tent though. We'll be covered
after Easter. Easter will be already done.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting close to May, so hopefully the weather's nice.
Yeah, but
hey, we'll survive
no
matter
what. We're gamers. If it's cold, rainy, whatever.
Oh, heck yeah.
I've 400 degrees. Tent thing.
Do you also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have one for the soccer games that we take.
Yeah, we got one too.
Either,
yep.
Either to keep the sun off.
We all three have one.
Well, we'll just have a...
Mine has a wall. You can put a wall on one side of it.
Nice. Oh, no, we don't have... Yeah, ours is
mine's
just the
cooler.
Top. Just
I win.
We got the insulated where you can see out of it. So I don't know how cool it is, but Jenna's down there that with softball. She's at softball right now with Ella, and that's what she's in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she loves it.
Well, then we'll use yours, Nate. Okay,
it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
It's not a competition.
No,
it's not a competition. Yeah, but it's not a competition. But if it was a competition, Nate would win.
Yeah. Okay, touche. You win. Jeez.
Flashlights, tents. He's good.
You don't get more zeros though for it.
Dang it. That's one. One more.
All right. Here's a zero. That's it. That's all the
that's
special
all
announcements
over?
I had. Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap. Cool.
Now we can get to the what the heck are we going to talk about segment.
We are going to talk about, this is Todd's pick, so I have to give credit where credit's due.
Please do. Yeah, you do. All right. Yeah.
You're going to forget one time.
This topic, never.
He's on a streak lately, though.
But I've been trying really
like
hard.
Eight times in a row.
Well, one can only get shocked so many times before. And then I start 666 times.
You said that, and I thought about the Ghostbusters.
I know.
Where he's shocking the guy, and he's guessing them right.
That's right.
It's a great scene, Nate.
It really is. It is on the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Not in Pittsburgh.
Well, it is in Pittsburgh, but not in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's in Tennessee. I know. I got thrown by that, too.
Old South Pittsburgh Hospital.
That's right.
So you want to give a little foundation on it.
I do.
What about New South?
New South. Oh, that's a whole. That's the next subject we'll talk about.
We're going to do that later on.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Okay.
That's not as haunted there, though. The Old South Pittsburgh State Hospital, founded in 1959 as the South Pittsburgh Municipal Hospital, or SPH. Or MH, consisted of 68,000 square feet and was designed to meet the medical care needs of the growing community. It closed in 1998 due to a new hospital being built, and is known as one of the most storied and haunted locations at the base of South Pittsburgh Mountain. It sits on solid limestone, well, there you go, right? Which is believed that running water acts like a natural battery, giving spirits energy to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've, what, since like episode one or two?
Pretty much, yep. Yeah,
yep.
So, yeah, not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh,
nope.
Tennessee.
That's all right.
Tennessee.
Nate, Tennessee. So I know you've got some information to kind of give the creepies a little bit more background as far as the historical aspect.
This is off of the official Old South Pittsburgh Paranormal Research Center page.
Official? Wow. Nice.
They give a little bit of more in-depth history on this place. And it is considered by many, if you believe this, one of the most haunted places in Tennessee.
I believe it.
And let's see. It is in the foothills of the South Pittsburgh Mountains. Hence the name.
Good. That's good.
And then, the history of the land. There is considered to be one of the most distinctive characteristics of the property is that a natural-based spring runs underneath the haunted hospital. It runs directly into the northwest region of the Tennessee River. Mm. It is because of this spring that many individuals throughout history were attracted to this area. So much that in 1778, Native American tribes used the land where the hospital sits.
That's crazy. I don't believe you.
Is there any piece of soil that wasn't touched by an American Indian tribe?
New Jersey.
Just kidding, New Jersey.
The only good thing is it doesn't say anything about ancient Indian burial ground.
Hmm.
They just used the land, lived there.
Right.
Back in, the Civil War time.
Mm-hmm.
Summer of 1863, the Union soldiers successfully reclaimed the land until the end of the Civil War. And then many of the individuals resided in the community and utilized the area to care for livestock and farm. And they also sold a lot of the minerals that were available in that area. One of the big ones was limestone, which may be a cause for a lot of the other or some of the paranormal
mm-hmm.
events.
Along with the spring that goes underneath.
Exactly. Yeah. Water, limestone.
Got it.
And then many believe the activity stems from the injuries, illnesses, and deaths that occurred while the old South Pittsburgh Hospital serviced the community. Regardless of what has resulted in the paranormal activity, one thing is certain. The hospital is considered to be one of the most haunted places in Tennessee. Many paranormal investigators have conducted overnight ghost hunting tours and have acquired evidence that indicates that something unusual is occurring in and around the structure. This evidence, as well as the stories from locals, past employees, and other individuals, all point to the fact that this haunted hospital has many stories it wants to share.
I heard there
and
was...
we'll let them share it.
Did you guys hear anything that there's upwards of 1,000 spirits here? Like, I don't know how you count spirits, but there's like 1,000.
Well, I mean...
That's a lot.
We've done some other stories, and they've, you know, they'll say 200 entities or this and that, but 1,000.
Didn't they do that at Whispers Estates with us? With Aaron?
I think so. Yeah, well, they I think they said 100, like we asked how many demons or whatever were there, and she said like they
really?
Said 100.
Whispers of Stone? Yeah. I don't remember that.
Wasn't it? Yeah, because she was asking our little voice, the little recorder, you know, and
how many spirits are here or whatever.
It's, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, maybe she didn't say demons, but she said, and they said 100. And they're like, did you say 100?
No, that's not true. They said 100.
100.
100. Yeah, they are from Indiana.
Like, oh,
right?
Yeah. That's right. We got 100 here. All right.
But that to me sounds crazy. But yeah, this says the pictures are awesome. Number one,
mm-hmm.
it's like all these
everything you want from a haunted place
makes you want to go there. Like we've gone over so many of these places. Not very many, obviously. We've gotten to see, but we want to. This makes you just want to go out and investigate them. So mm-hmm. it says locals and visitors alike claim that they've heard noises, seen ghostly figures, caught supernatural entities on film. Even former employees that worked in the old South Pittsburgh Hospital, like you're saying, Nate, when it was fully operational, claim that inanimate objects would move on their own and dark shadows stalk the halls. So we got creepers going, baby. I didn't see red eyes, but I bet there's red eyes.
Write it down. We're going.
Yep. Right, Sean.
Down with red eyes. Yes, I got.
Officially put that on your list.
Yes.
Double stamp it.
Someday you're going to be like, okay, we need to see your list, Sean. Where's that book of your list? And I'm going to be like, I thought it was a joke this whole time.
2 years in and he...
It was a mental list.
Which is a really... That's like, yeah.
I should have gotten him a book.
Styrofoam cup. Styrofoam cup with holes poked in it. And they're like, can you hold water in this? Nope.
Got him a book or a note, something, and then he could have actually written these down.
I like the, it says the third floor of the hospital is said to be the home of a 7 foot tall ghost that bellows at the living to leave them be. They're said to be a female spirit who takes on the personality of a naughty nurse. Now that, you got me a naughty nurse. And there's a toddler that plays along the second floor. He's cheekily called Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, Buddy.
Did you say that it's believed to be one of the past surgeons that practiced...
Is that the naughty nurse?
The 7 foot.
No.
7 feet in height.
I did not know that.
They believed to be one of the past surgeons that practiced in the medical facility.
Him and the naughty nurse get to hang out
okay,
together.
Hold on. So the 7 foot, whatever, creeper, creature, is who again?
Ooh, wow, that was a good one. Man, who was that?
That was nice. I don't know. I'm not the gurgle king anymore. Yeah, it says reports the fact that they have seen a shadow figure of a man approximately 7 feet in height that they believe to be one of the past surgeons that practiced in the medical facility.
Okay.
That is a big dude.
Yeah. Okay, so when I did hear about this the first time, like I told you guys before we started recording, the lady works there, or either works or a volunteer. I think she does, gives tours and stuff. She was talking about a 7 foot figure, and I can't remember the podcast, but someone said, because she said a 7 foot black figure, and someone said, "Is it Shaquille O'Neal?"
That's awesome.
I was like, and it was funny, you know. Shaquille would laugh. So I do.
Hey,
remember
how's
that
it going?
Yeah. I dunk on you. That was my Shaq. So that's cool. I don't remember it being who, like an actual physician or doctor. Yeah,
that's who they believe it is.
Right. Yeah.
I have to say with Shaq, I still love the part.
Oh, I love Shaq.
He jokes. He
Shaq
wears.
Fu?
He wears right. He wears what the. He wears a shirt for the B-52s because the joke is that they ruined it for him, the Love Shack. He like,
oh,
he's
yes.
Like,
I
can't
yeah,
say Love Shack. Right. He can't sign anything Love Shack because the B-52s ruined that for him. I think that's hilarious. And then the fact that he like flaunts it around is pretty funny, too.
That is creepy, though. Yeah, that's a big, that's a tall physician.
Tall drink of water?
Yeah. Tall drink of creepiness.
Creepy, yeah.
I got a little paragraph here. Says many employees that worked at this hospital when it was in full operation share stories of many unusual events that occurred during their shifts. It was not at all uncommon for these employees to observe various inanimate objects such as medicine carts, hospital beds, wheelchairs, and other items seemingly moving on their own. Individuals on an overnight ghost hunting adventures have also observed this phenomenon. This is one reason it is considered to be one of the most haunted places in Tennessee. That would be cool to see carts and beds and wheelchairs moving, you know.
Yeah.
Be a little unnerving.
But very cool. Unnerving, yeah.
What's interesting, though, it was built in 1959, and they closed it in 1998. That's not very old.
No.
That's only 39 years, right?
Yeah. No, but it has a creepy exterior, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like it's been through.
Yeah.
It looks like it'd be older than that.
But. Right.
Yeah, it's not necessarily
old
of a building. It hasn't
for
been
the operation.
Shut down.
That probably tells you a lot about.
Yeah, 39 years of operation, then they shut it down, and then now it's been another 25 years. But still, even that's not that old. Because some of these places we talk about, they're like, you know, they're built in 1902 or 1895.
It probably tells you a lot about what happened there and some of the people had to go through.
Probably some unfortunate.
The treatments and all that.
Yeah, true.
One question I have about these places, and I thought about this one with Indiana State Sanatorium and a lot of these other places.
Hey, we're going to be there April 22nd.
We are. I heard about that.
Yeah. Get your tickets. Oh, wait a minute.
I think we're excited, right? No, but is like leaving all the records, you know, there. And that was one of the things I kept going across is that this was back in 2016, apparently, but they had news stories about finding confidential information. It's like, So it's one of those things where this is up and left, you know, but somebody needs to probably go through there and make sure that there's not, you know, Betsy Johnson out there and her medication administration or how she done this and that. And but even they had it on staff too, though. Like, so that's the same kind of thing, though, that they were talking about, that you can do these overnight stays in this group. Like, basically pointed out, like, hey, there's confidential information still just sitting in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if it's been picked up or cleaned up since then, but it's kind of interesting that they brought that to the limelight, which I agree. You know, there's HIPAA's been a big thing where it's that confidentiality, patient confidentiality.
There's no HIPAA in paranormal.
That's right. But apparently there needs to be.
It is hip to be paranormal.
Yes.
It's very hip.
Hip to be square.
Okay, anyway.
Did you guys see anything about the second floor?
No. I mean.
Is that where Buddy's at?
Go ahead and tell
us. That's where Buddy's at.
Buddy.
Not the toddler. Elf.
You know, when I was little, I was a toddler.
Oh. No. He went there. He did that.
I did. Another zinger. The second floor of the haunted hospital seems to have quite a few ghosts as well. One of the popular is a toddler that appears to be either 2 or 3 years of age that is active and seems to enjoy playing or urging the living to play with him. Many individuals have stated that he requests to be held. He is fondly referred to as Buddy. No. In addition to this, a spirit of an elderly woman is often observed. Many also claim that they have seen the ghost of what appears to be a female nurse on the floor as well.
Mm.
So that's the second floor for you.
Yeah, this article that I'm looking at says Buddy is on the second and the third.
Ooh.
Or can be found on the
he gets around, huh?
And third, yeah.
When I read about the nurse on the floor, it reminds me of the picture that was sent to us of the basement of one of the hospitals here locally with the old style looking nurse walking down the hall.
Right. Who sent that? Was that you or Jenna?
Somebody did. I think Rachel and Jenna's friends.
Oh, that's right. Jamie did that. Methodist. Sorry.
It looked like she was back in the 50s or something, 40s or something.
It was the basement of Methodist. They don't care.
Yeah.
it's an old hospital. But yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I still have that picture by phone.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
You could see that. It was pretty clear. I was like,
There's something going on there.
That lady, ratchet.
She up and disappeared too. She's helping in COVID. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah. You talked about the naughty nurse. Did you mention that the female seems to touch individuals in places?
No, but that's amazing.
That are deemed private and also whispers sweet nothings in the ears of those that visit the basement.
I want sweet nothings whispered to me.
I don't know about that, man.
Okay, Nate, after the show, geez.
Not me.
And it says, in addition to this female, a spirit that looks as though he was a doctor in life as well as a janitorial spirit may be seen in the basement region of the haunted hospital. So, very interesting.
With
ghosts,
what?
I guess.
Entities? Sounds like it. Interesting, right? What you were talking about, Nate, with the Civil War stuff, it's interesting. This goes in. It says, per the Ghost Hunting Attractions website, many suspect that the land's haunting dates back to the Civil War battle when Confederate soldiers slaughtered both Union soldiers and Native Americans, allowing the Yankees to store supplies on their land. Property sits at the base of, we talk about the South Pittsburgh Mountain, and is near the Tennessee River, locations associated with the Chippewa tribe. Hospitals built on the limestone with a natural spring underneath. However, many of the sightings in the haunted hospital sound more like they were the result of wrongful deaths at the hand of medical professionals, which we figured that was coming. Overnight investigations have discovered that female spirit that behaves like a naughty nurse, like what we've all been talking about, and the toddler Buddy.
Hello, nurse.
7 foot tall, a shadow figure, which lives on the third floor. It's interesting, though. Like, this is only, and that's, those are the ones they highlight, but if there's 1,000 spirits there, I mean, those probably are some of the most interesting, but that's crazy. Like, there's not much room there then. The investigations get a little tight, right?
Right. Yeah, it's fully occupied.
A little crowded. Yeah,
it's full capacity.
Like, if a place says there are, 12 ghosts believed to be there, 12 whatever, 20, 1,000, how do you count 1,000 and know they're all different? I mean,
I don't know. You'd have to be. It also have to be like an exorcist.
I mean, I'm not trying to say they're.
Well, you have to put a guest book out and have them all signed.
That's right, Casper.
Casper, the friendly.
Yeah, there's Leon. He's number 775. Then there's Debbie, and oh my gosh, yeah, that's just it is kind of interesting to know, think that they know there's 1,000. Coming off of your, I'm just gonna piggyback off of Sean today.
Woo!
Talking about the records, and you were comparing that to the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going to be there April 22nd.
Really?
This lady, this is from News Channel 9 on ABC in Tennessee, says apparently, or says some people believe the old South Pittsburgh Hospital is haunted, and they pay for the opportunity to stay there overnight, unsupervised. Says apparently on one of these late night ghost hunting trips last week, medical records were discovered inside the hospital. This gives a little bit more detail. It says News Channel 9 was alerted to this at first by phone. A viewer explained she received pictures of her kids' medical records over Facebook from a woman she had never met. That woman was Selena Holmes. She lives in Alabama. It's probably about 40 miles south of Birmingham, Holmes said. Holmes said came to the hospital a week ago to tour the haunted hospital with friends. While she was there, she found medical records in an unlocked room. She is quoted saying the door was wide open, and inside the door there were file boxes piled high almost to the roof, and there was files just laying out, Holmes said. As she looked closer, Holmes says she realized the papers had some very personal information. All of them showed parents' social security numbers, date of birth, address, and patient information, she said. Hmm. She says, so we decided to stop by the, I'm sorry, this is the news crew. So we decided to stop by the hospital to find out if these records are where Holmes says they are. Says when you come in through the emergency room, the first right that you come to, you take that right, and then the second, she said, then it's the second or third floor on the left, third door on the left. We found the woman who runs the haunted hospital, Stacy Hayes. She told us it's true. Medical records are stored there, and she took us to see them. She's saying they're way over there. Hayes told us the ghost hunters don't have access to the locked storage room, and she said the records stored there are very old, some dating back to the 1980s. That does not seem consistent with what Holmes said she saw. The ones that I saw had dates of service on them. Some of the dates of service were February of 2013 and 2014.
Weird.
We shouldn't have seen that. Nobody should have. That's why Holmes alerted the South Pittsburgh mother, who contacted News Channel 9, and she says, I knew they shouldn't have been there, Holmes said. We reached out to the Hamilton County Medical Society to find out how medical records should be stored. And according to Tennessee law, all medical records need to be stored in an unsecured. Wow, I'm really struggling reading. In a secured location. So that's pretty recent, 2013, 2014. This is, you know.
But how are those in there when it closed? In
that's what I was going to ask in 98. How, I wonder where.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
Unless they were just using it for storage, which is possible for some other
location.
And then
they don't have them secured, yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean, normally it's just like anything else. Like they say, keep your tax records for 7 years. Same thing with, I've always been told that in the medical field, like 7 years is what they look back and all these things. So I don't know. But yeah, they need to, like, if they're not important anymore, you'd think they need to probably destroy them, which I know that takes money and time and resources, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, like at the sanatorium, we saw, you know, gosh, janitorial, you know, remember the custodial checklist and all that.
Oh, all
and
of
we,
it,
and
yeah.
We saw so-and-so needs, you know, takes this type of medication. I don't think any of that's really that big a deal, but man, you get social security numbers still, even if it's
well, that's
1975.
A problem. Yeah, I didn't see social security numbers, but yeah.
You know, that's still a kid. It could have been a kid or, and that person could still be alive and that's, yeah, you never know. I mean, that's just, it's crazy that all that, because what she said, she saw them stacked to the roof, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what we saw.
Yeah, right.
You know, or like clothes.
Remember we found that one room that was just, it was stacked. It
literally was stacked.
Stacked with information.
Yeah.
It's looks weird. Looks here that former employees that worked at the old South Pittsburgh Hospital, when it was fully operational, claim that inanimate objects would move on their own, and dark shadows stalked the halls.
Ah, yeah.
So even when it was In operation,
yeah. So it was.
They're seeing stuff.
Something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
The haunting was just getting started, right?
And then the 7-foot surgeon or doctor was like, wait till I.
Was taking the naughty nurses up and down the halls.
Oh, hey.
Give me the bone saw. I can take care of it.
No assumptions, right?
Nate.
The bone saw.
Nate went there.
He did.
He did. yeah, I definitely want to try. I wonder where Pittsburgh, Tennessee is from here.
I'm not sure how far. Yeah, we Google that, right?
Yeah.
This is, they have an official website too. It's welcome to the, I kid you not, OSPHPRC, which is the Haunted Old South Pittsburgh Hospital Paranormal Research Center. That is a mouthful.
Yeah, that's where I was getting all that information earlier from.
Did you get, you didn't read all that, did you though?
I don't know.
I was going to say, that it sounded different than what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. It says, this is, I'm quoting them too. The weather is starting to warm up, and so are the residents of OSPH. Some of this isn't written very well. Where you are at the last, we were at the last hunt in February, because if you weren't, man, you'd missed out. Disembodied voices, full bodied apparitions, EVP after EVP. ESTES, Estes method. I'm not sure what that is.
Go ahead. I want to go back to that.
Oh, no problem. Worth amazing results and many guests being touched. It was one of the most active nights ever. Here's your chance to see what you missed. So they're talking about, they're coming up again in March here. During our free roam event, you get to wander the halls of one of America's most active locations. Was that the spirit of a patient walking through the laser grid? Were you just touched by a nurse trying to diagnose your illness? South of the border. Was that a doctor who just whispered in your ear? Did that cat ball just light up and roll down the hallway? These are all the claims that have happened in this location. Come out and see if you can witness some of this paranormal activity for yourself. If you dare, face your deepest, darkest fears of the night and the dark. During our free roam tours, you have the opportunity to investigate on your own or with our staff, who knows the building and residents inside and out. Hang out with them and use their equipment to see who's lurking in the dark, or head off to a private, quiet area of the building and investigate using your own equipment. Check-in begins at 6, followed by a short presentation of the location and rules everyone must abide by, then head off to investigate. So it says you pick your duration, whether you want to stay till 10, 12, or 2. So they've got all kinds. Man, it's really, they're very detail-oriented here. Location has been featured on Destination Fear, Kindred Spirits, Paranormal Challenge, and Haunted Hospitals, just to name a few. Our location has claims of babies crying, full body apparitions, disembodied voices, shadow people, and many more wonderful supernatural phenomenon. So it says, while we can't guarantee, it's like any of those places, can't guarantee that you'll have an experience, your chances are very good, as these phenomena happen on a daily basis. Spend the night at one of the most haunted locations in America with a twist. Bring your own gear, bring your friend, and face your fears of the unknown. 3 different time allotments are available for every budget. So they're talking about. So it's kind of cool. I love it. Lots of information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I thought this would be a good topic, good place to talk about.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And I really didn't know about it, but they said it's like the most haunted place in Tennessee.
Have we done
Haunted Tennessee?
Yeah. I mean, not like in general Haunted Tennessee, but let's see. Blair Witch is in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that might be the only story or episode we've done. Yeah, that was in Tennessee until now.
Or Bell Witch.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'm writing a bunch of places down.
Making notes.
I found a list.
That's supposed to be my job, right?
Ha ha.
So I want to read about the Estes method, because it's talked about a lot with investigators. And
yeah, I don't know that one. I think I've read podcast. That one before, but I'm not familiar with it.
So it says, if you have been, and this is from The Astonishing Legends, and it is a great podcast. They are like, you know, rock stars of the podcasting world, paranormal podcasting world. If you have been keeping up with the multi-part documentary series Hellier, which I've heard, but I haven't seen it, you may have heard their team mention the Estes method. The Estes method, also known as the SB7 Spirit Box, which I've heard, experiment, is one of the latest innovations in paranormal investigation. It is named the Estes method due to where the method was conceived. Perhaps it has a little bit of the shine because it was first used in Estes Park, Colorado, in the hallowed halls of the infamous Stanley Hotel, which obviously we know that was the inspiration for The Shining as far as the hotel. It all began in January 2016 when Carl Pfeiffer, also a part of the 2019 Hellier docuseries, Connor Randall and Michelle Tate were brainstorming on a new way to make contact. What became the Estes method began as a simple concept. What if they isolated noise from an SB7 spirit box, which is also a popular ghost hunting device that sweeps the radio for noise, which paranormal investigators believe are manipulated by the spirits to communicate, and they fed that into a person, making them the receiver. It says, to back up a little, let's talk a little more about spirit boxes. Spirit boxes are a device with a fairly simple goal in mind, to capture and output communications from spirits. I'll finish up. The hope of the Estes method is to further isolate and concentrate on the random radio feed. One must have the SB7 spirit box tapped into soundproof headphones so they cannot hear the questions being asked and be blindfolded so they cannot guess or read lips at what is being asked. Once this has been established, the other investigators in the room, not the person listening, ask questions and see if the radio snippet of the human receiver, if the radio snippet of the human receiver match. The human receiver says out loud any words or any phrases they can make out. That's
the Estes method.
The Estes method.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's fairly new.
Yeah.
I'd say 2016, I think.
16, yeah.
So
yeah, I've heard of people doing that. I just didn't know what it was.
I think we've run across that, yeah. So that's cool.
So there we go. There you go. A little more information on the Estes method.
I've got from the Chattanoogan.com. It's a gentleman that wrote this named Jerry Summers. It's South Pittsburgh's old haunted hospital. If you want to read some good ghost stories, Google haunted old South Pittsburgh hospital. If you want to personally experience the intrigue and possible paranormal supernatural activity of the abandoned hospital in South Pittsburgh, you will want to schedule a tour and possibly an overnight stay that can be arranged by the current owners. This is back in 2020, it sounds like, too.
Okay.
The hospital was built in 1959 by, I didn't hear this before, four physicians, and then we know closed in 1998, allegedly because it had been replaced by another hospital and was surplus property. Other claims that the facility was beset with supernatural beings or happenings that included many acts of malpractices, murder, and strange going-ons involving shadow spirits performing unusual and sinister acts in the abandoned medical facility located, it's located at 1100 Holly Avenue, South Pittsburgh. The haunted hospital has been featured on the Travel Channel, Destination Fear, and several other television shows, which we mentioned before. So, he goes on. If you'd like to experience with less this is funny. The literature promoting tours and overnight stays at the premises describes it as one of the most haunted places in Tennessee. We've talked about that. Descriptions of what you will encounter at the hospital also included contact with the naughty nurse. They must highlight that a lot.
It's funny how Sean keeps...
In the basement... I keep bringing us back there.
Come up the
in the
nurse.
Basement, who delights in touching and groping individuals on private parts of their anatomy and who... We've already alluded to it. And also to whisper sweet words in their ears if they are brave enough to visit the ghost... in her chosen domain. If you would like to have an experience with a less sensuous spirit, you might be fortunate enough to meet the reincarnation, like I said, of the 2-year-old known as Buddy, as active, and then obviously the 7-foot spirit as well. Other spirits that have been observed in this vacant hospital include a male who's described as a doctor and a janitorial spirit, and another female nurse besides all that. So, and then 900 and some other odd other ones, apparently.
To answer your question, how far it is from here.
Yeah. Nate, what is it?
Just under 6 hours.
Hmm. Okay, it's not terribly bad. I mean, it's not a short drive, but it's...
5 hours and 42 minutes.
It's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure that's on the list, John.
Southeast of Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, because that's... Yeah, because Nashville was about a 6-hour trip, I thought, when we went.
It's like five.
5 hours.
Yeah. Five-ish. Four.
Okay.
And half, yeah, and I was wondering how fast you drive.
Nah, that's right. Yeah. Wasn't going to go there, but yeah.
Man, I got up to 90 the other day on I-70 heading the east side because I was really wanting to get it done. Had the old Civic lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So
awesome. Yeah. I do want to visit this place. Here's a little information on the price, which I think is
$75.
Okay.
Or $25. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you...
I saw one for $75 and one for $25.
So this is, a link to off of Facebook. It says only in your state is the website. Which isn't bad. Where's that? Yeah, it says if you want to visit the old South Pittsburgh Hospital for yourself, you can choose to pay $75 to be a part of an overnight investigation. Says it's true. 10 hours in the most haunted hospital in Tennessee can be all yours. And it says there are also daytime investigations if you'd rather visit while the sun is out.
Nice.
$75 for 10 hours.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
No, mm-hmm. Not at all.
That is only $7.50 an hour. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. I do too.
Or an overnight.
Cool. Yeah, you know, it's not bad at all.
I don't want to pay $75 for like just an hour tour. But
yeah,
we're definitely
that would be like $25.
We're definitely going then, is what you're saying,
huh?
We're definitely going, right?
Well, if we finish this up, then let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
get out of here.
Let's buy tickets and go.
On the Destination Fear, it was on season 1, episode 2. The team, and it gives a description, but this is interesting. The team pushes itself to the edge of sanity as they explore a notoriously haunted hospital in Tennessee. And then the people in there, Dakota and Chelsea's sibling bond is tested when they are confronted by an aggressive entity with a grudge against women on the third floor. So I think that's cool. I got to go watch that. I haven't seen that episode. I do like Destination Fear, by the way, on the Travel Channel.
I've heard of it. I mean, they always talk about it on podcasts. I've never seen any of it.
It's good. Actually, I haven't watched. I'd like to watch more episodes. I like to watch a lot of things, but they're actually are really good. And of course, it's good. It's good. You know,
yeah,
they get you involved. And if you feel like, oh, okay, something's going to happen one way or the other. But I think they catch some legitimate stuff on some of these things.
Mm-hmm. Here's a little more information, which is kind of nice for the tours and investigations. This really is helpful. It says, spend one night or both. So how many ghosts do you think you can handle at Old South Pittsburgh Hospital? We offer you a chance to spend 2 days and nights inside the haunted hotspot. It says if you're not ready to stay both nights, simply buy one night. Tickets for a single night of ghost hunting at the hospital. This says $99 per night or $180 for both nights. This one's from ghostcity.com. Okay. Well, and you know what? $100 is not bad, really.
Maybe it's to... You pay a little extra to go through them.
Yeah.
For something. I don't know.
Right. And then it says, all ghost hunting equipment is provided. So it says, as with all of our ghost hunting events, all of your ghost hunting gear is provided for you. Full spectrum camcorders, voice recorders, obelisk devices, REM pods, millimeters, and laser grids. And the list goes on and on. Not only do we bring... ghost hunting equipment, we bring enough for everyone. If you've always wanted to try new or different equipment during your ghost hunts, here is your chance. And then it says, every person who participates in our ghost hunts. Okay, so I think this is...
It's a ghosting charter.
Yeah, and so that's right. There's your extra $25.
Yeah.
This isn't, yeah. Which is still not bad if they're going to let you use the equipment. It says... Every person who participates in our ghost hunts will be able to download all of their recordings. Audio and video recordings will be available with 72 hours of the ghost hunt at Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. So after the ghost hunt, enjoy viewing your videos and listening to your audio recordings to see if you captured any evidence during your time at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. That's cool.
That's pretty wild.
So it's Ghost City.
That's cool. Ghost City.
Yeah. Then, yes, anyway. So...
I like the name of that.
That's cool.
I like how many different places or these groups and the paranormal investigators and TV shows have covered. Paranormal Encounters is also covered, and it's called, let's see, it was season 3, episode 9, A Haunted Hospital. And it says, let's see, it was in 2020. So Connor and India, again, with people with these shows, travel to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee to investigate the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital Paranormal Research Center. Joined by a special guest, the trio discover that the ghost stories about this haunted hospital hold a lot more truth than most would like to believe. So it's cool. And then they say, like, you know, these experiences are happening daily. So... You know, again, I am like any of these other places, I would like to go experience it myself before I say, oh yeah, it's totally haunted, you know, but I don't know. I think there's so many stories out there and like I said, reports. And like I said, if it's happening that often, maybe there really is something there.
Yeah. And for not really being that old.
Yeah, I know.
1959 is not old at all.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like there was a lot of, in that short period of time, there's been a lot of not the great, the things that happening.
Well, like what I found earlier was a
sinister even.
There are shadow figures and stuff happening while it was up and running. So it doesn't just solely fall on the fact that things happen there and then they shut down.
Yeah, because it's 100 years old.
Yeah, there's had to been stuff prior to them utilizing this place. If there were happenings while
they were there. Right. Because they say if they just built a warehouse or whatever, then they would have had possibly the same type of activity because there was something already there. So when they built, they just so happened to build a hospital.
You mean like Richard when you say prior?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The dad joke was a long time ago. Sorry.
That's
boo. Boo. Richard would like it.
Man, I had to fix something the other day. I used a pair of pliers and it just... you guys have anything else on the Old South?
I do not. I didn't see anything
else. A lot
of
information. A lot of.
I think there's an Audi Nurse.
Yeah.
It's got me hooked. I want to go.
You know what they ought to do? Here's a little. You know what? I won't even take any money for it. Just they can have my idea. They need to print T-shirts that says "Come to the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital and maybe get touched by a naughty nurse."
Naughty nurse.
Well, that'll get people.
That'll get people through the door.
Oh gosh!
And you know, all fun aside, like if it really happened, it would freak you out. You know, like that would totally freak me out.
Yeah,
there's a funny nature to it, but it's like that would still be spooky.
Yeah,
I have found one review.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
we can end it on that.
And it says, not good for kids.
Oh, okay.
Because of the naughty nurse and the
Robin
mean spirits.
Yeah, that's the only review I've been able to find.
Huh.
It sounds like we've been talking about a lot of the
lighthearted
stuff.
Is that like a TripAdvisor?
There's some dark. Yeah. There's some dark entities there, it sounds like. But there's been some dark happenings there, too. So.
I think my favorite is about the possibly being the surgeon or some type of physician being the 7-foot. Figure that's kind of creepy. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave.
I'll back him up. I'll post him up. I don't care if it is Shaq. I'll post him up. So I liked it. That was fun to talk
Shaq.
About.
Mm-hmm. So Shaq.
not suitable for kids, huh? Okay,
that's good to know. That's really good to know.
Well,
it's like this show.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said like this show.
Oh, I'm sure it's suitable for anybody. Awesome.
For man
awesome.
Or
I hope the creepies enjoyed that.
I guess you don't want the kids to have to utilize their good touch, bad touch.
Oh,
that could be right.
Determinations.
Hey, let's move on.
Moving on.
Yeah, we want. Let's check that out sometime. We'll go to the Old South.
Absolutely.
And make sure we don't go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Consider it done, right? Yeah, right.
Where is this hospital?
There? You're a little ways off, boys.
I mean, I'm sure there's a hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but it's not the one we want to go to. All right. Well, let's move on. That was a fun topic. So what you got there, Sean?
Oh, I got a perfect one.
Let me guess. I'm going to say a middle-aged dark side.
Yes, you're correct.
I figured.
It is Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
Patient number 9.
Nice.
Wow. I've been wanting to insert this where I can, and
perfect.
I'm like,
new ones.
Yeah, yes, it is. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic, too. I listened to it on the way over here. So, okay, here we go, Oz. Is there a way out of here? Hey, how long have you been here? I want to go home. Hey, ha, ha, ha. Excuse me. Could you tell me how to get out of here? I want to go home. Mummy, mummy. That's the beginning of it. So every hallway's, I got to put it in there. Every hallway's painted white as the light. That will guide you to your hell, making friends with strangers inside my mind, cause they seem to know me well. Hiding the pills inside your mouth, swallowing them down, then spit them out. I hear the laughter, scream, and shout, no tomorrow. When they call your name, better run and hide. Tell you you're insane. You believe their lies. I'm not getting out. No, I'm not getting out alive. I'm not getting out because I'm patient number 9. When the sun goes down, the animals cry. That's a sound you won't forget. It's the mirror's face you don't recognize. I'll get you in the end. Hiding the pills inside your mouth. Swallow them down, then spit them out. I hear the laughter, scream, and shout. Someone help me. When they call your name, better run and hide. Tell them you're insane. You believe their lies. I'm not getting out. No, I'm not getting out alive. I'm not getting out because I'm patient number 9. When the walls of padded cell become reality, how many tears till I drown myself because no one cries for me? If there's a God, why he'd let the devil do his work on me? Oh, yeah, if there's a God, what am I doing here? When they call your name, better run and hide. Tell them you're insane. You believe their lies. I'm not getting out. No, I'm not getting out alive. I'm not getting out because I'm patient number 9. I like that song. It is dark. It is, but for me, this was, we talk about some of these insane asylums and all these state hospitals and all this. Some of the things that people went through, though, and like I said, we know there was some darkness in this one, too. But this is like a perfect picture of like just how you would feel like lost and God's forgotten me and you're just locked away in a padded cell and just awful. But sometimes you can feel that way, too. We talk a lot about, all the emotional support we need. This is where you don't want to get to. But I like the way Ozzy plays with this
I agree.
It's a dark thing. It really is.
I had a feeling it was going to be a dark side off of the hospital.
Because I'd done so many. I had, yeah, exactly. And I'd done so many light sides that I thought, I'm going to either get into some dark sides or some kind of in between. So
you did a dark side the other night. I can't remember if it's.
I did. I'm getting so confused that we're getting ahead on stuff, which is awesome. But I can't remember what I did for what. So I couldn't. Yeah, that was a good streak of Wednesday.
The middle age, just the, you know, the lighter side ones. So
come see. No, that's perfect. The softer side of Mako.
Oh, Ozzy retiring, which good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's been doing it for
years. I heard that he's retiring, and then he's now there's talk that he might come back and do some more. And
I think he's going to do a limited
appearances, which they said. And you know, obviously, the consensus
it's
is
hard for them to let go.
I mean, it really is.
I get it.
Well, that's all you've ever known your entire life.
And it's also one of the most recognizable voices in rock. I mean, you know, and but it does. Someday it's going to have to be silenced.
You could say Ozzy Osbourne to most anybody, and they're, I'd say, you know, they're going to go, they're going to know who he,
Osbourne.
Who he is, yeah.
Oswald, isn't that what he said on the Super Bowl commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Oswald. I love that.
Wait a minute, you're talking about Tom Brady though, right? Right, retiring, not retiring.
Yeah, right. No, well, that Ozzy might. Do you think he's really going to stick? Who knows?
Cool. Thank you for that. I like it.
You're most welcome.
How about the second announcement?
Second part of the announcements. Follow us on social media platforms. That would be Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Email us at our email address. That's makopodcast@gmail.com. Two ways. Catch us on Tuesday Terror videos on all of our social media accounts. We are on all podcast listening apps. Come listen. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Review our show if the app allows. Please share our show by word of mouth and even texting or emailing the show to somebody. We sell cool merch, so go get you some. We also offer sponsorship opportunities for our episode segments and our Tuesday Terror videos. Individuals and businesses are both welcome. Please email us for more information.
Awesome. And real quick, before we get to Nate's part here. So we appreciate anybody that has rated and typed up a review, right? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get ratings and reviews. Whether you're a podcaster, an author of a book, they struggle too, you know. I looked into, which I have in the past, but not in a decent amount of time. I looked into some other apps that listen to our show and to see if they have any, if we have any ratings or reviews, right?
Yeah, did you find them?
A bunch, which is really cool. So iTunes, we've got 60 5-stars, and we're holding up at 5 stars, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, and then Spotify, I think I told you, we're up at 40. They were at 4.6. I don't like that. That's okay. No, but anyway, we have 40. And then Pod News app, 62 5-stars.
Oh,
we're
nice.
At 5-star. Cool. United Podcasters, 49 5-stars. Podchaser, 1 5-star. And Audible, we have 3 5-stars. So there are a lot, you know, there's apps that you can.
That we don't even know about there.
Right. And so I'm like, because wow. I was like, it's we've got 100 between Spotify and iTunes. And then I'm like, oh, there's 62, 49, 1, and 3. So
that's cool. Very
so
cool.
So thank you to whoever is. Or has rated.
We'll say woot woot. Right?
Highly
thank
appreciate
you in advance it. To those who are going to do it, you know.
That's right.
Soon?
Yeah.
Soonish.
I don't want to name any names, but it's you, listener. No. You, creepy.
You
right?
over there in the corner.
Talking to you.
Creepy.
Talking to you. Hey.
Hey, you over there.
So with that said, yes. Hey, Nate, what you got?
Be sure to tip your naughty nurse. And that's a wrap.
I like it.
I'm kind of intimidated.
Where do we
sure
go from here?
Not sure what to say. Yeah. I like it, Nate. That was good. Look at Sean. He's all excited.
Oh, I've been excited this whole time.
Calm down. Hey, you got that.
I got that arm under.
You know what? We want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to episode 107 and our discussion on the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. And until next time, Nate is your award sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out.
Keep it creepy.